I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
What are we going to have for breakfast?
Toast, Vegemite and toast all the way. Is there anything else to have?
I'm not feeling that.
I have a hot cross bun.
That's not a breakfast.
No, Aaron, that was not perfectly good potato.
I mean, we'll unpack this in the show in a moment, but you have had a vegetable plate to start your day.
Let's get straight into it. Here's the show.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, on the weekend, I went out to dinner with my sister, my brother-in-law, my aunt and uncle, and a few cousins that were in town. Lots of fun, grown-up dinner. Dane and I had a blast. The conversation took a turn for the better when we started discussing the Bali Ubud Monkey Forest. Now, a lot of Australians holiday in Bali. I, for one, have never been.
No, I haven't either.
But my husband has.
Sorry, Dane, did I say that with No, I haven't either. But I know I've seen the monkeys you're talking about.
Right. So there is a very famous monkey forest in Ubud. It's a sacred monkey forest. You do pay money to get in.
Yeah.
And the stories around the dinner table on Friday night were of epic proportions. I just couldn't get enough of them. So it started off with my sister. My sister and her husband took their kids there a few years ago. And my sister Fred said to me it was the most terrifying experience of her life.
Yeah.
And she has a pretty high threshold when it comes to adventurous experiences. She said this was like unlike anything
Okay,
so it started off with her husband, Gray, who had a banana in his hand, because when you enter the monkey forest, you can buy some bananas, which makes sense. It was a bad decision, according to her. The monkeys raced up to her husband. There was a gang of them.
Right.
Okay, a gang of monkeys. One of the monkeys, so they're macaques, they're very human-like. One of the monkeys came right up to my brother-in-law and started threatening him. He wanted to exchange a pair of sunglasses for the banana.
Where'd he get the sunglasses from?
Well, this is the thing. They're thieves. The monkeys had thieved. They had all these different pairs of sunglasses that they had stolen from tourists, and they wanted to barter the sunnies for the banana, but there were hundreds of them around him. So Fred was like, just give them the bananas,
for the love of God,
throw them the bananas. Then my sister turned to her right. She spots a middle-aged macaque, a pot belly, laying on his side in a very provocative pose.
What, like a centerfold?
Kind of in a centerfold pose, except he wasn't centerfold material. He's laying on his side. He's got a beard. And Fred said he was so tanked, he was so drunk, he was drinking a little pot of nail polish.
What? What, again, they nicked the nail polish?
He had nicked someone's nail polish, was on his side all drunk, sipping out of the nail polish. All the red nail polish was down his beard.
It's like some kind of Stephen King horror movie.
Fred said it was horrific. She was shielding her children's eyes, going, this is too much. Not for the sake of the children, put the nail polish down. Then my mum chimed in with a story going, oh, that's nothing. I once got upskirted by a macaque. So my mum got felt up by a macaque. Then my cousin said, that's nothing. We saw a Japanese tourist who had a shiny comb in her hair get attacked. The monkey jumped on her head, was trying to rip out the comb. The husband did nothing. He was screaming. He was a useless pile of fear.
Fair enough.
Then Dane chimes in.
Your husband.
Stoic. Nothing. He's like calm. He's
strong,
like
silent time.
Strong, silent time. He's like, I can beat all of that. One time when he went to Bali, he went through the Ubud monkey forest and there was a macaque on his shoulder. He just thought that he was friendly. It was just sitting there. No, turns out the macaque on my husband's shoulder was, how do I say this, playing with his own banana. Having a little bit of self-love on Dane's shoulder, having a go. The monkey was having a go at himself on Dane's shoulder. One of Dane's mates witnessed this and just grabbed it and threw it. Threw it off his shoulder.
Wow.
I mean, is this...
Monkeys are scary. As you're telling me this story, I can remember actually being pooed on by a monkey when I went to a zoo, a small regional zoo when I was growing up, and the monkey came up to me through the wire mesh and just shot a projectile, projectile poo on my 9-year-old self. Horrified.
This is, I need to ask on 131060, I need more monkey stories. Have you been assaulted by a monkey?
Has a monkey stolen something from you?
I mean, are you missing a nail polish?
Because where it was.
What's the funniest thing you've seen a monkey do? Let's go that broad. 131060,
yes.
What's the funniest thing you've seen a monkey do? Great. We'll take your calls next.
I'm booking a trip to Bali, stat. I think I need to experience this for myself, Sarah.
No, we'd love to hear your stories.
I want to hear your funny stories.
Funny monkey stories and
terrifying monkey stories.
Let's go monkey stories. Monkey stories.
Monkey stories, guys. I want to hear them.
I mean, I went to Japan once and there were monkeys on a mountain and they just started screaming at me and I would have handed over all my worldly possessions.
That's right.
With not a second thought. Yeah, like that. Just take it. Get out of my face, you little red-bummed thing.
I mean, they can be vicious. Jay on 131060, horrifying monkey story.
Yeah, well, I went to Bali with Dad a few years ago and we went to a temple. And Dad was walking and he just lifted his foot up and the monkey literally stole it off his foot, his palm, off his foot as he was lifting his foot up and took it. And he had to chase after as fast as possible because to get it back. And Dad's size is about 12 feet, so he wouldn't have got any palms over there because they only have small feet.
Did he catch the monkey? Did he get it?
Yeah, he got it back eventually. Yeah, it was so funny. He was running after. I'm just standing there pissing myself laughing.
This is an Australian traveller horror story. So your dad's walking along with his size 12 feet, lifts his foot up mid-walk, a monkey comes, steals his thong off, and your dad chases after him, one thong flapping in the breeze after the monkey to get his thong back.
My favourite part of the story, Jay, is that you're concerned that your father will never find a replacement pair of size 12 thongs in Bali because his feet are too big.
You know what I want to happen? I want Hamish and Andy to bring back True Story. And Jay, I want you to submit your dad's Bali thong story to Hamish and Andy and see if we can get it on the telly because that is too good just to keep to yourself.
Will you guys give me a reference?
Yes. It's done. Consider this your reference.
Done, Jay. Rick, 131060, what's your monkey story?
Went on holiday in South Africa and we're like on a sort of safari area and the monkeys came right up to the camp.
Cute.
Being a 9-year-old kid, feeding them Smarties and they take it straight out of your hand and then the Smarties left the colour on my hand. So being a cheeky 9-year-old myself was pretending to give the monkey the Smarties and there wasn't anything there. And then after about the second or third time, it decided to grab hold of my hand and take a bite of that nice fleshy bit between your thumb and index finger.
Rick, did you get rabies?
No, had to go have rabies shots.
I bet you did.
Just as probably bad as the bite itself. They're not very enjoyable.
I mean, they say don't bite the hand that feeds you, except when it's got old Smarty marks on it.
That's right.
Rick, is there a scar there anymore, or this is just the story?
No, still scar there.
You've got a scar from monkey teeth on your body.
Yeah.
Is this not the greatest pub story? Do you just whip that out? Do you put your hand in very obvious positions so people will say, what happened to you, mate? And you can say, monkeys.
What kind of monkey was it, Rick?
Just a small common monkey that was getting around us.
I mean, they're the worst. The common monkeys. Far out.
Exciting. It wasn't like a baboon.
Not a gorilla.
But, you know, only you know that, Rick. I'd up the ante of the story and say it was a baboon.
I'd go silverback. That's where I'd take this, Rick.
This is Those Two Girls with Lise and Sarah. Maybe for the last time we'll ever be on air if this doesn't go too well.
This was your idea, Sarah. You bought the article to the table last week about multiple uses for the dishwasher beyond washing dishes.
There was a list of 14 things, right? And it was like, chuck your dirty sporting equipment in there, your old sneakers, put all your hair brushes and combs in there to sterilise them. And then it said there was a section on food preparation. You can wash your veggies, steam veggies, steam fish. And we thought, hello, hello, let's test this theory. So first up, Monday morning, the first thing that's going in our guts this morning are veggies that have apparently, hopefully, been steamed okay. by our work
so
dishwasher.
So this is how it went down. Yesterday, Sarah and I went to the veggie shop.
We did.
And we thought, what are we going to buy? What are we going to test? So here, what we purchased is one potato, a bunch of asparagus, and a single carrot. Okay, this morning when we arrived at work shortly after 3 a.m., we popped them in an oven bag. We threw them in the top rack of the dish. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Don't throw a potato
Sorry.
At me. So they've been cooking in the dishwasher for approximately an hour and a half.
Okay.
So you're worried because the bag sprung a leak. And you're worried about dishwashing.
I'm just going to film this. We'll put it on our Instagram at Liz and Sarah as well.
Okay. So has it cooked? Oh, the carrot's gone dark.
All right. Let's go potato first. All right. Can you cook a potato?
Hold on. I want a bit of butter. I want a bit of butter because butter makes everything better.
So this was done in a normal cycle, eco mode, on the top layer of the dishwasher here at the radio station.
No, Scotty, it's not cooked. It is not even, I mean, it's not as hard as it was when we placed it in there, but that is not edible. Did you hear that crunch? That is not edible.
Let me try the asparagus. I feel like this will be a dishwashing success story.
I don't know, Sarah. Oh.
What do you think,
Look,
Seth?
It's crispy.
Yeah, but it's not meant to be crispy. It's meant to be steamed.
It's got a slight soap taste to it. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't say delicious, and I wouldn't do this again.
Let's go carrot, Lizzie.
I mean, look at it. Guys, it is it's gone like a weird blacky colour. This is another root vegetable, I tell you. No, hold on, let me dice it.
Okay.
I mean, look, I'm going to peel it.
I'm still chewing my one mouthful of crunchy asparagus.
This is whoever said you could steam vegetables in a dishwasher was having
a song. I mean, it's a stretch goal.
All right, how's the carrot?
It's not even remotely steamed.
Well, I mean, try that.
Here we go. Debunking myths left, right and centre on this show.
I mean, we've made
had an excellent
science.
Vegan breakfast. I'm full.
Don't do it, guys. Don't try it. It's a waste of bloody time. I tell you, we shouldn't have put it in the bag, guys. We should have just put it in the top rack minus the bag.
All right. Well, do you want to try it again?
Yes, I do.
Oh, God.
Can I just say,
for punishment.
Between this and the whole tapping on the Coke can to see if the fizz goes or not.
We're basically scientists.
I mean, send us your theories on Insta at Liz and Sarah and we'll try and debunk them.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I think I've uncovered an issue in society's young people.
Oh, God.
And I think it starts with the humble children's birthday party.
Okay. Well, you're sounding incredibly old, but I'm here for it.
So here's what I discovered. On the weekend, my daughter turned 8 and she had a little birthday party with, she was allowed to choose 8 friends for turning 8. So that was great. Now,
oh God. Did you just say great, as in GR? Number 8.
Yeah. Okay. As we were prepping for the party the night before, I asked her to wrap the pass the parcel because that was a game we were playing. We wrapped the jackpot prize and I said, right, now do a layer upon layer until the tissue paper runs out. So she started, laid it all out and then she said, but Mum, what prize are we putting in every layer?
What?
And I said, no, there's no prize in every layer. There's only one winner in this game. And it's the person who gets the jackpot prize
the
at the end.
The last one.
And she was suitably shocked or shook, depending on how young you are and what word you want to use. And then my dad was staying over as well, good old 67-year-old Vance, who said, no, that's not how Pass the Parcel's played. It is just one winner. You don't get an award just for participating and passing the parcel
that's
around.
Right.
Now, I said this to our producer Aaron this morning, and he was very confused. He didn't realise that that was how Pass the Parcel was played because he's 23, right? But I think this is like the whole participation trophy mentality in sport and everything, where everyone gets a prize just for turning up. And when we actually played Pass the Parcel, needless to say, there were a few kids who were also shook at the fact that when they unwrapped a poultry layer, that a sticker or a chocolate or something wasn't going to jump out.
Sarah, when
did
you...
I do it right?
Yes.
Or did I do it wrong?
Sarah, when you and I played Pass the Parcel in the 80s, okay, mid to late 80s, we played it. We played it nearly every weekend, didn't
good
we?
Good times.
At all the birthday parties. There were many a birthday party where the music didn't even stop on me. Let alone did I get a prize for unwrapping a layer.
And people did the
and
music blind.
Fine.
So it does. If you got to unwrap a present three times,
that's it.
As opposed to now where, I mean, admittedly I did, you know, stop the tape so every kid got to unwrap a layer. But
Okay, so you rigged it so that every child still got the joy of unwrapping
a layer. But not a present.
What do you think?
Am I onto something? Did playing Pass the Parcel our way in the 80s make us more resilient people?
Of course it did. How did you play it, Scotty?
Both. I remember going to parties with both.
Oh,
and in my head...
You were on the cusp.
Sarah's just one of those parents who had a boring Pass the Parcel.
No!
She's going to be known.
But can't you remember when, if you were ever the winner and you got the jackpot
That
was the woo!
No, I'm not a winner. That never happened for me.
That's the thing, and you're fine as a result.
Is he though?
Am I? And that's
you know
the big
what?
Question.
At the birthday parties that I throw, we don't even play games. I'm like, get out in the garden. Here's a hose.
Pull out the weeds while you're there.
Yes,
and I'll give you a
they
piece
love
of
it.
Cake for your trouble.
No, bake your own.
Packet mix.
Happy Monday.
Thank you.
Wow, wake up. Wake up, Jeff.
Can you stop those... playing with your microphone while we're on air?
Oh, my God, you guys are narky. I'm not even doing anything.
Happy Monday, by the way.
Yeah, welcome to the first day of the week.
I have got a cracking story for
is
you.
Is it about someone narky? Because that's
yes,
all I want to hear about.
It's about someone very narky, in fact. Two men were arrested on the shoulder of a highway over in the States late last week. Now, get this. There was a driver. There was a passenger. Okay.
Yeah, got it.
Now, the driver did...
Wait, hold on. Let me run through it so far.
Is that how cars work?
Two men, highway, driver, passenger.
Shut up.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah,
I'm there.
I'm trying to build it. I'm trying to give it some mojo, which is something neither of you understand.
Oh, wow.
Wow, boom. Who's narky now?
So the driver ends up calling the emergency patrol because the passenger starts choking him.
Oh, good grief.
Okay, it's violent. And
why?
The state trooper on Route 28 said to the victim, the driver, why was he choking you? What on earth has gone on in this vehicle? Why? Turns out the driver was singing Christmas carols in March.
Oh, that'll do it, won't
it? And the passenger had just about enough and choked him.
What Christmas carol would tip you over the edge if you heard it after December 25.
I mean, I hear you singing Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Sometimes I will just put that on in the car
and
throughout the year.
And it's not great. Yeah, that's right.
The kids love it. It's a shame just to listen to them
once a year.
Month.
I mean, we're not condoning choking. It's a bit OTT over the top. You know, how angry do you have to be to choke your driver?
Very.
That's too much.
Have
but
we got...
also, why are you singing Christmas carols in March?
Yeah.
You've got to be a little bit unhinged.
Yeah.
Maybe he did need a wake-up call.
All he wants for Christmas is for him to shut up.
I mean, actually, this was Route 28 in the States, but it was actually just Sarah and I. We went on a road trip. It wasn't two men. It was two women. I made the whole story up.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
That was the show.
That was the show.
I'm feeling like pancakes, if I'm honest, but then at the same time, they never fill me up.
Really?
Ever.
I find pancakes are annoyingly filling.
Really?
Yeah.
No, not for me.
She's like a bottomless pit.
It is true. I'm almost thinking an omelette, but I also find that their omelettes are quite pricey.
Wait, are we talking...
Do you agree?
Are we talking about the cafe around
the
corner?
Very pricey. Incredibly good, but very
well,
pricey.
How much are they?
Like $16, Sarah.
Oh, that is expensive.
Isn't that?
Yes. Isn't that? I would have said
guys,
$9.
Zippy is dead.
What's Zippy?
What's Zippy? Zippy is our oldest chook. She's dead.
No.
She's the matriarch of the Chook family, and she's missing. She's a missing person.
She's dead.
She's dead.
I like how you are indignant that we don't know who Zippy is when we have never heard Zippy. That word pass your lips before
that
in our
so
lives.
True. That is so true.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, but you should pick up my vibe. Like, Zippy's always front of mind.
Right.
Now she's not.
Right.
She's gone somewhere to die and she's gone,
well,
I can't believe.
She? She's pretty old.
Well, we inherited her from the previous owners, so she's at least 5 years old.
Let me just Google the age of chickens.
And I'm going to miss her so much.
No, you're not.
I am, Sarah. She was a black hen. She was so gorgeous. She was just beautiful. I put eggs under her. She lay babies.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
whatever.
I've got here.
Eggs
average
whatever.
Average backyard chicken, at
much?
Least a 5-year lifespan. And with some protection from predators and care, you
I
should expect 7
her.
To 8 years.
I forgot to put her back in. So I think I killed her.
Oh, my God. So this story went from losing a chicken to just plain negligence.
Well, no, because I don't know if there's many predators and they have been left out before.
Are you insane?
They've been left
Are you
out
insane?
Before, Sarah.
I don't know if there's any predators. Have you been to your house? Have you been
what
to the land you live on and the bushes that
I've
are just
down,
near the chook pen in your place?
But she doesn't roost there if she gets left
it
out. She
matter.
Finds a bush.
That's where the snakes find bushels as well.
Do you know what? You know what? The fact that I now know this was your negligence and not an old age chicken dying, I don't feel so guilty about putting this behind this break.
I mean, guys, here's the thing.
Zippy. Oh, my God. I'm going to miss her so much.
For Expo 88. And this would happen in the hall. What was that hall called, Lees? Everyone, young and old, men and women,
Sarah,
would get up and do the chicken
about
dance.
Expo 88. This is not the time. We have to pay homage to Zippy.
We are.
I'm so sorry, Zippy.
And then this is the stage where you're going round and round in arms.
I don't
do you
know why
even
you're
know
talking
the
about
chicken
the dance.
Do you
why
know
wouldn't
it?
Aaron know the chicken dance?
I can't believe we've moved on from Zippy, guys. I have not moved
we
on.
We haven't. That's why we're
Look,
playing
we're
this
not
song.
Emotionally invested in Zippy because you never spoke about her before, ever. I've been to your place.
You've
My daughters
seen
have played with
Zippy.
Your chickens. I might have seen her.
Zippy.
I never even knew they had names.
Of course they have names.
Well, what are their other ones? So
I
when
don't
they
know.
Drop
I
off
gave
the perch,
up. Just...
literally, we can at least have heard them pass our ears. What,
I
Zippy,
am...
Dippy, Kippy, Flippy, and Sippy?
We've only got 3 left now.
Oh, God.
I know.
Why are you so outraged about Zippy? You had about 16 when you moved in. Oh, there's no predators.
I feel so bad. I thought she could survive anything.
When Dane says he's going down to get a barbecue chook, do you think he means woolies?
I mean, Zippy was quite portly.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Spaghetti bolognese. Oh, she's
okay.
Safe.
Okay.
Zippy unana.
Oh, God. Oh,
God. Put her in some spaghetti unana.
What's our thoughts around your dog and Zippy
having
an altercation?
No. Minnie is friends with the chickens.
Until they started singing
Christmas
carols. They
played Chasey's sometime.
Yeah, it's like a Charlotte's Web kind of relationship.
They say they played Chasey.
Minnie eats popcorn, so Minnie doesn't eat chicken.
Does she like chicken salt on the popcorn? Actually, what is chicken salt?
We've talked about this before because, you know,
it's flavoring.
I work with two
it's
vegetarians.
Stock. Yeah.
We've
stock.
Looked into this.
Is it stock?
I reckon it is. What is it, Scott?
Let's have a look. I'm pretty sure they can eat it.
Vegetarian.
Even the vegan eats the chicken salt.
I think it's just a seasoning. It's like a five spice.
Salt, chicken flavour, paprika, onion, food, acid, garlic.
But how do they get the chicken flavour without a bit of chicken? Question.
But that's what's on like chips, like ruffled chips.
I know, and it's chicken amazing. Flavor. Chicken salt makes everything better. But I'm just wondering, is there any little bit of chicken somehow? And is it like powdered bones?
You know chicken salt's like an Australian invention.
Is it?
No. Mm. Is it?
It's like from Adelaide. Yeah.
I can't be prouder to be Australian.
You would very rarely find chicken salt anywhere in other places.
They don't know what it is. Do you know when I was pregnant with Maxie, that's what I craved. I could have eaten like tubs of it.
Isn't it interesting when you think about it? Nah, actually, I'm not going to say that. I'll say it like an idiot.
No, say it, Scott. You are an idiot.
We know that already.
You okay, you guys are going to think I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
You can only crave things that you've tried. So it's not like you'd be pregnant and craving a food that you've never eaten before. I shouldn't have said anything. See?
Well, there are some women who like crave dirt to eat while they're pregnant.
That is true, but that's a condition, Sarah.
Yeah, but
that's an actual thing.
Yeah, it's still craving though, isn't it?
Yeah, but have those women eaten dirt?
Although
before,
most people have eaten dirt.
But you wouldn't by default.
Like you've fallen over and you're like, God, that tastes good.
That's what the boss says I'm doing.
Soil is really filling a void in my life.
That's what my boss refers to this current role in my career as doing. Just eat dirt for a few years. And then maybe you won't have to wake up at 3 anymore.
I mean, what you say, though, isn't that stupid, surprisingly.
No, it's not stupid at all. It's just
Because if you've
fact,
got a taste
right,
for something,
you
yeah.
need to know what you're missing. You need to know my brain hurts.
What you want.
Well, yeah, see, I know.
But here's my thing. You know, there's that children's rhyme, sugar and spice and everything nice, that's what little girls are made of. Dogs and what is it? Something, slugs and snails and puppy dog tails, that's what little boys are made of. Now, in my experience, the women who have girls do crave the really sweet things.
Mm-hmm.
And the women who have boys do crave the unusual spice, you know, the savoury.
That is interesting.
It is.
I only craved savoury.
And I only craved sweet.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow.
I craved seaweed.
Okay.
Iceberg lettuce. That was for Remy. Seaweed and iceberg lettuce.
Is Lisa dugong?
Oh.
The thing is, she's so scared of dugongs, like any marine
what
animal.
Even are those
it's
animals?
A dugong that will do Lisa.
It also looks like a foreskin of a penis. That's what it
Shit, that took a turn. Far out.
Okay, she's not wrong.
She's not wrong. I'm just saying. It's a foreskin of the sea.
Yeah, no, she's not wrong.
Oh, my God.
It's just anatomy, Sarah. I'm not saying anything rude.
Also, Aaron, if you want to pop around, I found a picture of Lee's while pregnant with Remy, which is...
Stop it. Is it a pregnant dugong?
No, it's a dugong with lettuce hanging out of its mouth.
Can you send it
this
to me, please?
This also explains
we'll
why Lee's
on
only
Instagram.
Put on 5 kilos in each pregnancy. Because she's just eating lettuce and seaweed.
It was.
Actually, why are dugongs so fat when that's what they eat?
I don't know. But it was a compulsion. I had to eat. I went to the Asian supermarket in France, which hard to find. Okay. And I would just stock up on all the seaweed, the nori.
Life stages of Lee's.
I walked out of there. They thought I was opening a sushi shop, and I was like, "No, this is just lunch."
Remember that old show, Adventures of Tintin?
Yeah,
We should do Adventures of Lee's.
Lee's.
Because it's
and I remember one day I just sat in front of the fridge and just ate an entire head of lettuce.
Wow.
I remember sitting in front of the fridge and eating about a dozen caramello koalas.
Can I ask an unrelated question?
Sure.
I'm looking at holidays for next year, for 2020. What are your thoughts around, like, Provence and the whole
amazing,
lavender
you'll love
fields?
It is stunning.
Provence, please
what
say
are you,
it properly.
Not Provence. What are you?
I mean, that's
you,
so provincial,
anything,
Scott.
Anything
out.
In particular around Provence? Like, do you stay there for a night or two? Is there a week's worth of holiday in it?
I would hire a bicycle.
A lot of people saying bicycle.
Also,
you should go to Nice
bike
while you're there.
That, Nice? Yeah.
Nice.
Do the
What about Venice? Is that any good? Venice.
That's also an Italy.
Venice is, it actually stands for very nice.
Right.
It's An amalgamation of those two.
What about Buckalana?
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, get a bike, but also go on a canal boat. That's what you do.
Do you think we're too young to go on a canal boat?
No, yeah, it's okay. Going to be stunning. So you get the canal boat and then you put your bike on the canal boat. When it pulls up to a little village, you ride around it.
Okay,
on your bike.
That's what we're doing.
It's magic.
That right there is what
we're doing. Here's another hot tip.
Here we go.
When it's cool, you've got to have the right weather. Well, but it's got to be summer, but it's got to be like getting crisp. You can buy a bottle of wine from your local little
supermarket
vineyard shop, right?
Yeah. €2.
Absolutely. And then you get it. You tie a piece of rope around it. Oh, I just spat everywhere. This is real. Tie a bit of rope around it. Sit on the banks of the river, of the canal. Dip your bottle in the canal. It comes out beautifully chilled. And you just have a baguette waiting, a saucisson, that's salami. And you just have a beautiful
picnic.
No, but
I want to go right
it's
before.
It's so romantic.
I bet there was a saucisson waiting.
I want to go right before the lavender fields get harvested. That's when I want to be there.
Yeah, well, you can be there for that.
You can also go out to the scenic rim and there are lavender farms out there. It'll
save
you a lot of money.
Also, can you tell my obsession with needing more sleep has gotten to a point where I want a holiday around lavender farms? Find me some lavender farms!
Are you using a bit of lavender or a bit of lavender spray on the pillow?
How are you going with your socks? Yeah. You haven't tried it, have you?
No, I have. I got hot and took them off.
I tried it the other night when I couldn't get to sleep. I thought, what would Lise do? She'd put some socks on. So yeah. I went to Will's drawer. I pulled out a pair. I put them on and guess what? I went to sleep.
But I agree. It's been very warm lately. And last night I couldn't sleep and I thought, shall I put socks on? And no, I couldn't bring myself to do that.
Last night it was so hot. Yeah. I flipped myself down the other end of the bed, right? And then Will's came to bed and he kicked me in the head twice. During the night, I was so angry.
Guys,
romance
can you,
sounds lovely.
No one has even noticed that I've kept my eyelashes
I've
on.
I've noticed.
Have you?
And it really annoys me. I don't know how on earth you do that.
Well, I just thought I'd try it. Yesterday, we had to film for Suncorp.
Yeah, I saw the photos.
And we had hair and makeup done, and they put on some little, just some delicate little false lashes here and there. And I thought, geez, I look good. I'm not going to wash these. So I did. I washed my face, but like everywhere but my
eyelash. Why don't you see how long they can last for and we'll report back every podcast.
Yep. That's it. So are you going to...
Sometimes if you wonder why we're laughing at things that don't seem as funny for your ears, it's because Aaron is looking at us, swearing at us.
And wants to kill us. All right, let's go get an overpriced omelette.
I have to send you guys the videos of you eating steamed veg. Which
I can't
I'm
wait.
Sending you now.
Oh.
And also,
ping.
Here's a picture of pregnant Lise. So. All right, catch you tomorrow.
Oh my God, that's actually me. I'll put that up.
Well, that was a podcast of those two girls.